out the river the other night. Darker than the inside of a cow. Ain't nothing like a crooked old river. Straighten my head right out. Now love my love, she's prettiest to be, and love to take her down. Cause pretty ladies really like to ride when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down.
There he goes. He'll start doing it himself. He did. That's John Hartford. Nice to hear a song like that on a day like today. You're listening. Well, I'm about to tell you, aren't I? If I just say broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other listening links, including our listen by phone telephone number at 631-359-8728. Sadie Friend is coming up to share music live in about 10 minutes.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns with satin gowns in the high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Listen to the radio. Wondering what's become of me. I've got a 0018 Martin guitar in the backseat of my car. Hey, I'm leaving Mississippi with the radio on. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio. Listen to the radio. The radio. Smell the poncho train, I hear silver wings, and away Merle Haggard flies.
Written by Nancy Griffith, sung there by Molly Tuttle with Billy Strings, from the album More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Last week's on-air segments featuring the Allegheny County Music Festival, the Build Pittsburgh 2025 Southwestern Pennsylvania Youth Pitch Competition, teen co-editors of Gold Rush Zine and the Snap and Bug String Band are now available at slbradio.org/catalog. And speaking of the Snap and Bug String Band, they kick off our solar concert series with a performance this Thursday, July 10th at 12:15. We've got concerts every Thursday at 12:15, starting this Thursday and running through August 28th. Here's hoping you'll join us at Buell Community Park this Thursday for the Snappin' Bug String Band. Our pleasure to present these free concerts in collaboration with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place. Did you know you can listen to SLB Live, a 24/7 mix of past live performances? You'll find it at slbradio.org. When we're not here Saturday mornings, that's what runs in its place. That was Eddie Adcock with some great banjo work. Sadie Friend has been with us here before. She's a really talented singer, songwriter, finger picker. We'll have her play her first song, and then we'll catch up a bit. Here is Sadie Friend.
Tells me my curls are pretty. my porch swing, but I'll sit after each ball game. We'd never win.
Say to you, friend, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, I'd love to know more about that song, and then we'll catch up. But tell me its name.
That is titled A Calling.
And how long has it been with you?
I would say probably around 2 years.
It's a great song, and it's great to hear your voice, which is so powerful yet intricate at the same time. Tell me about... I know some of the answers to these questions,
sure.
But as people might be hearing you for the first time, just a little bit about your background and how you came to creating this particular type of music.
Yeah, I didn't grow up playing music. I grew up listening to it all the time, constantly. But we listened to a lot of early 2000s country radio when I was growing up, in like late 90s, mixed in with some like George Jones and Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn type stuff. And then you have my mom, who listened to a lot of Stevie Nicks and James Taylor, stuff like that.
So your dad was into kind of this country genre.
Yes.
Of the time. I'm trying to think, would Garth Brooks have been...
Yes, you yeah. could not avoid Garth Brooks when yeah. I was 10. So. Which I would never complain.
No, he was big at that time. In yes. country, it ebbs and flows, but it was pretty powerful then. So when did you pick up your first instrument?
So I sang since I could breathe, and I was not particularly good at it until I was about 18, and that's around when I wanted to try out guitar. So I took a class in high school, failed that, but that summer I grabbed all the sheet music and stuff that they had given us in the class and sort of taught myself how to play.
Why do you think you failed? You had interest, it sounds like.
I had so much interest, and I really, really tried. but my fingers couldn't quite do the movement, and I have very tiny hands, so there was only so much I could do. But that's how I started finger picking at first, because it was a lot easier to just hit one or two strings versus, you know, three or four at once. So
I'm glad you answered that question the way you did, and so honestly, because there are a lot of things, I mean, pleasurable things that, you know, you want to learn to do. I'll say one of my Achilles heels is dance. I have tried,
yeah.
I've taken at least two classes in dance, possibly a third one, and try as I might, I just can't, just as you were saying, you can't get your fingers to do,
yeah,
or couldn't get your fingers to do what the instructor was asking you to do.
Yeah.
I had trouble doing those things. And that can be true of what you're asked to think, or the way you're asked to think, or the way you're asked to form your posture. And it can seem so easy to the person who's teaching,
yep.
but is so difficult to the person on the other side of things. And sometimes what it takes is just a different teacher or a different approach. Or I think self-learning is a big part of it, too.
Yeah, I tortured my parents and siblings with the same 5 notes on the guitar for approximately a whole year. And shout out Mr. P, because he really did have a lot of patience for me. And had it not been for him and his patience, I probably would have given up a long time ago.
And he was a teacher you ultimately worked with?
Yes. He was the band director, and he taught all the instrument classes for the high school that I went to. So he had a lot of patience and told me to keep trying. He wasn't like, well, this isn't for you because your hands are too small or you can't figure it out. He told me to keep trying. So I did.
Good thing that he did. This is Sadie Friend, who you are listening to. She has a couple of gigs coming up that I want to be sure we mention. One is our own solar concert series. I mentioned that this coming Thursday is the Snap and Bug String Band. The following Thursday, July 17th, it's Sadie. She'll be at our Nova Place stage to play music for you. Then later this month, on Saturday, July 26th, in the early evening, she's going to be at a relatively new place in Bellevue, which is called Vintage Max Books and Gifts. It's right on Lincoln Avenue. And you'll be playing as part of a showcase there that night, which should be terrific.
Yes. I've been working with Danny, the owner, on an open mic once a month. And we decided we wanted to showcase some of those people that were at the open mic. So it's going to be fun.
Excellent. That's Saturday, July 26th from 7 to 9. We've linked to Sadie's website. You can find a link from our website or just Google Sadie Friend, you'll find her. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do an older tune, one that I wrote 10 years ago now, which is wild. This is called Breathe. Close the blinds.
was you.
Sadie Frant with a song called Breathe. And although Sadie wrote that 10 years ago, it sounds like you're still, like you wrote it, sung very passionately and from the heart. Had a nice email about how great your website looks and about how great you sound. And I think it's Amy. I'm not, the person didn't sign their email, but I'm almost sure it's from Amy who's writing that, and we appreciate your kind words.
And if Sheila, she sings on that with me sometimes when we're together and I play that song. I have the joy of knowing her and her singing along with me in harmony. So
excellent. Speaking of which, have you, do you have anything recorded that people can get a hold of?
Oh, gosh. Technically speaking, yes. It's an EP from a long time ago, but I've been working on and off on an album. I've been a little busy playing softball and hanging out with friends and doing all the stuff, so I haven't really been working on it as of late, but it should be out soon, hopefully by the end of this year or maybe the beginning of next year. So
it gets hard to get those things done. How did you adapt to playing? I mean, did you feel comfortable playing out right away after you, you overcame the hurdles of getting better at being a guitar player? It sounds like you did that.
Yes.
First, and then you began writing songs. What about playing out?
Yeah, playing out was always sort of easy. I'm very lucky in that it was relatively easy for me. I started performing at a very young age. 16 was the first time that I actually played out at an open mic. I just sang. And the guitar just sort of made it easier because it was another barrier between everybody else and myself. So, I started when I was very young. I performed in college at admissions fairs. And when I came back after college, just random open mics and bars. And there were so many places in the city that were offering gigs that I just said yes to everything I could get my hands on. So it was very, I did it so much, and there were so many different types of crowds and types of places that it just sort of, it was kind of easy.
So after sampling such a variety of places, is there a kind of atmosphere you prefer playing in, or perhaps one that you would prefer not to be playing
in? Yeah, that's a great question. I like a challenge most of the time. I really like intimate rooms where every single thing you do and play and sing is listened to and watched. I don't think it's the challenge that attracts me to those sort of audiences, more so the fact that somebody is actually listening to what I'm playing and my own songs that I'm playing. A lot of the times, the couple years that I was playing all those gigs, they were bar gigs, and I had set lists mm-hmm. full of cover songs and random, Creedence Clearwater songs. So gigs where I can actually play my music and get feedback from people and, people listen to them, enjoy them, those are my favorite, but also the most terrifying. There are spaces, I don't really know if there are any spaces where I wouldn't play or don't like playing in. Bars are hard because you're competing with so many other things and people. At least you're competing for people's attention with so many other things. But I still like them, you know?
Yeah, and they're just different kinds of experiences. Yeah. And that's how you frame them. Val writes to say how great you you sound.
That's very sweet.
You must know Val.
Yes, Val. Val's a really nice guy. Yes.
Val, I'm glad you wrote. I know a guy named Val, too.
Do you?
It's Val often is a woman's name, right? Now we know two Vals.
Yes, we do. We do.
Not necessarily. I don't like to stereotype like that, but I know the Val I knew used to talk about people always think I'm going to be not a guy.
Not a guy, yeah. No, Val's definitely a guy, and I thank you, Val, for listening and sending a message.
Your Val doesn't have a last name that starts with K, does it?
I'm actually unsure at the moment.
Okay.
My brain is in who knows where. So,
is your Val over 50?
No.
Okay, then we have different Vals.
Different Vals, got
different,
it.
Different Vals.
Got it.
And Amy wrote back to confirm that she was Amy, and I was pretty certain of that. But she I don't take orders from many people. But I'll take an order from Amy,
sure.
Which is to ask you about a tour.
Oh, yeah. I went on tour 2 years ago now for 2 months. It was probably the greatest experience of my life. I started in Pittsburgh and sort of bebopped around the East Coast, went through the South, went all the way over to Texas and Colorado and came back through Kansas back to Pittsburgh.
That's great.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing experience I've ever had. I'm so, so lucky that I know people, and there are people in my life that live out of state, and I was able to stay and hang out and play music with them.
So were those house concerts mostly? Or
some of them were house concerts. Some of them were venues. Some of them were bars. Some of them were backyards. It was an amalgamation of a lot of different places and things.
Val's last name actually does start with a K, but it's a different Val. I guarantee you it's a different Val, but you've got the same monograms. Thank you, Val.
That's so funny.
For running back. Yeah, VK are not the most common initials. You're hearing the voice of Sadie Friend, and you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll recap Sadie's next few gigs coming up in a bit, but why don't we have Sadie sing another song? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song called Don't Be Love, which is one of my best friend's favorite songs, Chris, who I believe is also listening. Listened to the show as a child, so I'm going to play that song for him. We were never strangers, made sense from the start. I knew I was in danger of you breaking my heart. If we lie still enough, the seconds will just stop, and time will wave and pass it. And all the warmth of the sun.
That's Sadie Friend. And what's the name of that one?
Don't Be Love is the name of that one.
You can catch Sadie at our solar concert series at Nova Place on the north side, not far at all from our studios, just outside on the plaza at Nova Place, July 17th, 12:15. That's a Thursday. We have free concerts every Thursday at 12:15. They end around 1 o'clock. That run between now and the end of August. Why are they called Solar Concert Series? It's because our friends at Zero Fossil handle sound, and all of the sound is through solar power. You know, when we started this series 11, 12 years ago, that was a really unique thing. It's still quite unique, but it was really something. But the sound is awesome, and it's fun to hear. This concert series is in collaboration with the Children's Museum in Nova Place. Then Sadie also is going to be at the showcase, a showcase at Vintage Max Books and Gifts in beautiful downtown Bellevue, and you'll get a chance to see her July 26th, Saturday, between 7 and 9 o'clock. Any other gigs we should mention coming up?
I'm also playing Ruckus Cafe in Millvale August 10th.
So that'll be coming up.
It will, yeah. That one's going to be a lot of fun because they give me the back room when I play. So there's food and drink. If you've ever been to Ruckus, you know it's delicious. And all my softball buddies come and cause a ruckus, which is very appropriate for the name.
Yeah, there you go. What advice would you have to somebody who might be considering... there are people that write songs, sing songs, play songs, and they don't get... and it's perfectly fine. They may not want them to get to the outside world, mm-hmm. but maybe somebody is thinking about that, about letting others hear their music and getting out and playing. Would you have any advice to anybody?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's important not to write thinking that someone specific or anybody's going to hear it. I think you write songs and or just writing in general, anything creative, I think you should just do it without embarrassment or judgment of yourself. I think it's super important that you create whatever feels natural to you. I try not to think while writing that someone specific is going to hear it and, you know, not like it or say that it could be better. I just try to write what I want to write, and if somebody likes it, then great. If they don't, they don't, you know.
That's interesting. So you're not necessarily thinking about an audience?
No.
When you're writing? Mm-mm. Because there are other people, and I'm not saying there's no right or wrong answer to that question, who might be thinking of, you know, this is a song I'm writing for people who have experienced the loss of a longtime relationship, and I'm writing it from their perspective. And it sounds like what you're saying is just write from your own perspective. Don't think too much about how others are going to take it in.
Yeah, that's kind of I write very personally. That's probably, I'm probably saying that wrong, but I write from personal experience. I could probably write from somebody's perspective, or I have written about specific stories that I've read, or other people in my life, I've written about them. But I think I'm very fortunate that I don't have to produce anything. I don't have to write songs. I don't have to record them. There are people who want to do this for a living who have to write very specific songs or record specific songs.
Consumption of your music is not a requirement for
you. Yeah, definitely not. You can, I want people to enjoy it if they do, or if they don't, that's also okay, because, you know, there are people who really love metal. I could never listen to metal music. It makes me super anxious, but I love that for the people who enjoy it, you know. I don't write for a specific genre or person, which probably is a detriment to myself, in that it's almost impossible to market if you don't know what kind of genre or what kind of songwriting or music style you're going for. But in some cases, it's a pro.
Well, I mean, you're a human being, and if you're going to kind of size it up as the one thing your songs all have in common are you've yeah. got to believe there are other human beings that also can enjoy the variations that you bring too. So
yeah.
It's a good way to be, I think.
Thank you. I do struggle in that sometimes, I don't know, everybody's opinion is important, but my opinion isn't always right or always important, you know? So there's always a touch of that when I'm writing. I forget what they call that. No, it's not imposter syndrome. But my voice is important just like everybody else's, but that's the internal struggle when I'm writing.
Well, right, and I mean, as an artist, depending on how you're wired, you might think that, you know, everybody's opinion has equal weight, but as mm-hmm. the artist behind the music, it's could be argued that your voice and opinion is the one that matters most. And yeah. if the others even answer at all, everybody's going to have different sensibilities about how it goes. But it's interesting. This is Sadie Friend, who you're listening to. I keep wanting to make that D into a T. Sadie Friend, like okay. friend, like I am your friend.
That's so funny you say that, because that's yeah. exactly how I say it.
Yeah, with the T.
When I meet new people, I'm like, yeah, Sadie Friend, like I'm a friend of yours, yeah. like I'm a friend to you.
Sadie Friend, and she's going to do a couple more, I think. And what would one of those be?
Yeah, this one is called After You.
What's the use of growing old when you're out on the road alone and you miss the taste of hope you carried all around, like smoke. Maybe I was too old, and you were too young, 'cause I'd known I was ready to run, 'cause I'd known I was ready to run. No, caused our last fight, and I still trust too deeply, but I'm doing all right. I hope you're all right, 'cause I worry about your mama. Tell your daddy I said hi. They both seem to give me love you couldn't find.
beautiful song that Sadie, a friend. How old is that song?
Oh, gosh. That's probably 5 years old. I had dated somebody for 4 years, and that was about, we broke up about 5 years ago. So I think, yeah, 4 or 5 years old. Because I wrote it, like, the week after we broke up, so I just try to use that as a marker, time marker.
Yeah, it's amazing how those things, different events in our lives.
I wrote it the morning of our last clam jam. All of the words just sort of, like, came to me the morning I was supposed to go to Mr. Small's for our last clam jam. And I performed it there for the first time after writing it, you know, 5 hours prior. So
those were, for the uninitiated, series of sort of local women's concerts featuring women's artists. It's so good to have you. Before you play one last song, is there anything you want to mention that I haven't given you space to mention?
No, I guess this has been lovely, and I love coming here every time. You're fantastic, and it's a great experience. Shout out to everybody that's listening, all my softball teammates and and my friends and Amy. I love all of you guys, so thank you.
Thanks to you for being here. What do you want to close up with?
I'm going to end on 25 miles.
Been on my own since some seasons ago, with the car I bank on and too many loans. I bought it for rent, a house with a broken fence and a pallet bed, just like Mr. Handy said. Nothing but time. Oh man, honey, and wine with a boy like mine. No one could ever disagree. It's everything a lemon still we're at a guess. We've been on the interstate since who knows when. Three more jobs to go, and who knows how much road. It's 2:45. Mama's been expecting me for 2 hours now.
Sadie, friend, and thank you for being here today. And good morning to the real Jess Klein, listening in from Chicago. Thanks for the kind words.
For no hipster, he knew what he signed up for. The look and the feel, that run-down appeal, the passing ship, the distant shore. Now don't cry for no hipster. He saw the writing on the wall. And it gave him hope. Just another slippery slope. A deeper truth he can't recall. Ah, but when young becomes old, and when cool turns to cold, well, that's when we'll see if the truth can set you free. Until then, don't cry for no hipster. He had his day, he had his night. Let's just call it what it is. In a life like his, it's usually wrongs that make it right. And he'll say, I'm tired of being so hip. It's like waiting for a ship. A ship that don't ever come in. But check out his grin and don't cry for him. No, don't cry for no hipster. He's got his hat, you know he's got his cane. In a world so square, with disasters everywhere, if you can't laugh at life, you're through. Oh, but if you have to cry, if you have to cry, then make it tears of joy, because he's here and then he's gone, and gone is one thing he can do. Don't cry for no hipster.
The great Ben Sidran. From an album called Are We There Yet? Live at the Sunside. To all of our guests today, Renice Freeman, representing the Alcosan Clean Water Academy, 40 plus 7th grade members of the North Hills Middle School Orchestra under the direction of Allison Craig and Nicholas Vranasevic. Kai Galliart, a 9th grader at Fox Chapel Area High School, with her original Flash Fiction, honored by the Scholastic Arts and Writing Awards program. And singer-songwriter Sadie Friend. Ty Trusky books our program. Chad Green is our technical director. Ellis Dorham, technical associate, the two of them, handling live sound this morning. Our youth media center is managed by Joseph Kukula, and programs there are carried out by Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, Megan Valley, and our current interns, Lila, Monet, Blake, and LaRon, and Ben. Rutkowski is our manager of special projects. Deanna Berger is our director of programs. Robert Gray is our director of operations. And Ricky Berger is our director of me. This is Larry Berger. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. More about us and our 24/7 stream at slbradio.org. You here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. More about us and our 24/7 stream at slbradio.org.
And innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.